Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
His name is Norton Hurd IV. You know him, you love him. Team Thad program director and coach. He's our local basketball expert. He joins us now. Coach Hurd, I heard you were out at the Iverson Classic at Bartlett. Did you like what you saw, brother?
Man, first of all, we're sitting in the morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
It was a really good event, man. A lot of talent. Probably most of your premier top 20 kids was there. And it was a lot of the best talent you will see in high school basketball. I kind of call it this year's McDonald's All-American game. So it was really good.
So it replaced McDonald's, essentially. It replaced the Jordan Brand Classic as the premier high school game of the year. And like you mentioned, had a ton of the top prospects, guys who were mocked in the top 10 for 2022 in Jonathan Gavone's mock draft. Who stood out most to you, Herb, before we get to who Memphis has got in Minot and maybe he's high on your list, but who just jumped off the page as far as the guys you watched?
I mean, you know Chick Holmgren.
Yes.
You know he go jump out and what's the other guy, Pablo or whatever, the kid.
Banquero.
Yeah. Paolo. I mean, he's only the projected number one pick in the 2022 NBA draft, Herd.
Yeah. So him, Chick, which I still like Chick upside. Just he's awesome. I know the weight fit. Like the point guard is just decommitted from Kentucky. Hickman.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Saw him.
Liked him. Yeah. Like Trey Alexander, didn't like that he didn't let the girls score, but from a competitive nature, liked him. It was so many good kids. Like, you know, of course, Bryce McGavin played for me pretty good. What's that? Hunter Silas was good. It was a lot of good. Of course, the guy that's going to Memphis, Josh.
Minot.
He was
Josh
really
Minot.
Good. Yeah, so.
We're going to have to get you a box score over there. We're going to have to just so you can have the names in front of you.
The kid that just signed G League pretty good too, Michael Foster.
Oh, big kid. Yep, Foster.
Yeah. He got some stuff to him. Yes, sir.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, like, my whole thing, Herd, is that, I mean, look, if Paolo was some kid who was going to South Florida, and by the way, change the batteries in your smoke detector.
Hard on you this morning.
But if Paolo.
Hey, man, I'm in a business, man. I'm in a local business. And, They care for me in 92.9 so much they allowed me a spot, you know, because I care about y'all so
Thank you,
much.
Herd.
I pull it off the side of the
I'll
road
say.
Where my Memphis people can know what's going on in sports basketball today. Okay, and so they gave me the time.
Well, we appreciate it, but help them out, man. Let them know their smoke detector needs some new batteries. But look, I gather that, I mean, were you not impressed with Paolo? I mean, because I from what I saw, and I wasn't there, but I saw, I mean, he really looks the part of a number one draft pick. Were you not as impressed?
Oh, I was very impressed. It's not my first time seeing him. And, you know, in an all-star game, if you got a good evaluation, you know, it's things you could see, but then you got to keep it in the perspective of, you know, how much more they could be, you know, with a team they practice with and the whole nine on that. I was very impressed. I think Chick will have a chance of being the number one pick, too, for it's all said and done, just how good Gonzaga playing right now. And I hear you on that. I think he will be right there with it. You know how, John, me and you, we don't agree much, but one thing we agree on is you know, as far as we don't like people comparing people to all-stars.
Absolutely. We're on the same page
y'all are like that.
So, John, one of my other pet peeves is, because I've been doing this a long time, I don't really get caught up in anybody that's still in high school being on a mock draft.
Okay, that's fair. Like, I'll listen to that. That's very fair.
I'm just going to say who cold. That's not really, to me, big relevancy because I just seen all this stuff a million times.
And it's also very hard to make the NBA.
Yeah, and period. Period. So when you start saying, you know, when you take the top 10 kids that's on ESPN or Rival, right, which they do a great job, those writers, and then you just automatically put them into the one and dones in the top 10 picks the next year. I don't get caught up in all that early. I just can't, you know, me personally.
Okay, well, give us a little breakdown, because everybody's talking about it, of Josh Minot, 6'9", had 18 points to go, I believe, with 5 rebounds, ranked number 35 in the country, and had been a riser, you know, commits to Memphis, he moves up in the rankings. What'd you think of his game, Hurdy? Maybe a little bit more athletic than I thought. What'd you think?
And see, that's a kid, and I haven't looked at the mock draft or anything like that, but that's a kid right there that it wouldn't surprise me if he was right there, because he looked like he had some of the most upside in the game. He was tall, I mean, 6'8", jumping jack, shot the ball fairly well, can hold multiple positions, you know, and so that's a kid right there that it wouldn't shock me, you know, a year or two from now if he, you know, didn't have the potential of being the first rounder, because he was really, really good. His upside was it was pretty good, you know. But even with me saying this, from him to Pablo to anybody, you just never know how people are going to adjust to college. That's the only thing that scared me, because with any of the kids, because before they made them go to school a year, there's a lot of kids I know that if they could have came straight out of high school, they would be making money right now. But that 1 year of college have hurt some people, you know, so you never know how nobody going to, you know, even not to mention him, Musa. Love him to death, still think he's a top player, but most people thought because he was so physically gifted, he would just dominate everybody in college, too. That ain't That's always the case, you know what I mean? Like this time last year, we would have thought he would be the Dwight Howard, which I still think he's on that path,
right.
But everybody's paces.
That's a good reminder. I mean, it just is.
You ain't lying.
When you're talking about mock drafts and things like that, because – I mean, you saw Musa play at Lausanne. I saw Musa play at Lausanne. Like, that dude could not be stopped, you know?
Nobody
was talking about Musa's hands last year at Lausanne. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was saying, man, he just can't catch the ball. That man was ducking over everybody.
Anybody who wanted it, any best player in the country, on the circuit. So, you know, but Josh, man, the Tiger fans got to be excited about him, though. He's a good one. And I think, you know, I do a little reading. I do a little listening. If it's not y'all, I don't listen to the radio much. I don't read, you know, all day. But, you know, Penny gets some heat. But I just think with guys like Josh and even picking up a Marsoon before the world knew about it, I think he actually have done a smart job with some of his last guys he didn't got early. They got a lot of upside.
I'm with you on not comparing these guys, especially the NBA guys. I don't even like comparing them to guys maybe we've necessarily already seen in Memphis. But does he remind you of anyone? Does his game remind you of anyone? I ain't saying that's him, but does he?
Well, he that long athlete that could be when he gets tougher. And you know what? Like I said, I only kind of saw him in the All-Star game and just some on film. But from the All-Star game, just a guy that can do everything, like a Sean Marion or something. Not just that, but I'm just thinking of a 6'8", 3'4". What's the guy that get traded all the time?
Athletic.
Man, stop.
I'm just kidding, Herd. It was a joke. We love that.
Yeah. I wasn't talking about the guy that has had the longest successful career.
Man, correct this man.
Longevity.
No, he has.
From Memphis, from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hey, and people get traded.
I'm not even bring
There's
up
nothing
the
wrong with being traded,
you didn't have to make a. You didn't have to make a mock draft because he was a for sure one and done. No politics, no parents, no
Tell
nothing.
Him,
Lottery pick in the green.
He must have forgot,
Herb. We need a bigger show to talk about the great Dan Young, okay? Giannotto kind of just did a very good story 3 weeks ago about how unappreciated he is. But let me get that.
You're going to lose, Herb, fool.
Let me what's his name? Trevor Ariza. He was athletic back in the day. You so it's hard to say that,
yes.
But he's just one of them very, to me, well-rounded guys from what I saw this weekend with a lot of upside, man. The Tiger fans should be, you know, very excited about it.
Hey, there's not, by the way, getting traded is part of NBA life. There's not like, it's not like a dead, Trevor Ariza has had a great NBA career. That dude has made so much money, it's absurd.
Yeah.
So by any,
yeah, I think they say he got traded the most in NBA history. Though somebody said like 12 times. You know, they haven't traded once or twice. He just have signed with other teams because he's so valuable. And when somebody offers, you know, more, he just have to sit down as a businessman, do what's best for his family.
That's exactly right. That's exactly. There was another young man that's headed to Memphis that was participating in this game. Heard Jonathan Lawson. He of course was headed to Oregon and decommitted. Came here to Memphis with his brother Chandler. Again, it is an all-star game, but did you, you know, what did you see from him, and how do you see sort of the next 12 months going for him at the next level?
You know what? I see with him, I actually got to see him in Houston play, actually got to see him some more, so I can kind of break down his game a little better because he have gotten so much better with being that size, handling the ball, and one thing, he actually have gotten a lot better at shooting the few games I went to in Houston, you know, So, like I say, with him, Chandler, Josh, and them, we actually have gotten more skilled and versatile. The Tigers have gotten more skilled and versatile. Now, as far as the All-Star game, from what I see, and I can be wrong, I don't think he did a lot because I just think that, you know, how that, you know, it had gotten to the point by the time it started, it looked like it was 14 kids on every, you know, bench. I don't remember how much he played. Whatever, even my kid Bryce, like, but I think with the minutes he had, he did good. But you know, he's gonna be just fine, you know, because I was able to see him outside. Now I did leave in the fourth quarter too, so I got to say that because the games end up being like 12-minute quarters, turning to an NBA game, etc. And I wasn't expecting that, and so you know, I left kind of the fourth quarter. But no, Jonathan Lawson, he's a very skilled, long guy. Like I say, Memphis will have some skilled, long guys, and I think there's always something to be, you know, happy about to work with.
Herb, when you were making that early exit in the fourth, was it like Iverson when he leaves the build, comes in and leaves?
Nobody knew I was gone, Coach.
Man, stop.
Nobody.
How did Kennedy Chandler look? Oh, wait a minute, he didn't play.
Damn.
Oh, hold on,
that was Jason.
There you
by
go.
The way. Jason said that, not me.
He's headed, and that's not just because he headed to Tennessee. He was playing, but he didn't play. He opted out, and we heard this is the first
opted out.
The man opted out is apparently how it was written, and that's over, I believe, at the Channel 5 story.
Man,
he opted out.
Now,
in fairness, he's got the USA Under 19 national team stuff coming up, but I think heard so do some of those other guys that were there last night. I don't know what was it talked about that Kennedy wasn't. Wasn't there? Did you expect to see him? Did you know he was going to opt out? I mean, if you're Kennedy Chandler,
bro,
why not play?
You can't opt out of an All-Star game.
Man,
you just
out,
didn't
bro.
Play. He just chose not to play.
Yeah. I guess opt out chose not to play the same thing or whatever.
Opting out is like you have like a COVID concerns or something.
By Jarvis Greer, Memphian Kennedy Chandler has been invited to play in the Iverson Classic but opted out.
May stop. Enough.
There's the lead. Opted out.
Yep.
He made the point, and I've seen the story everywhere. He's got a tryout for the USA Under-19 national team, so sort of focus on that. But I believe
– it's an all-star game.
I believe
that's all it is.
Well, it's in your backyard, too.
Exactly. It's like, you got to go out of your way. You know?
I don't know. Hurt if you're – Jonathan Givony has got him number 10, and I know this ain't news to you, but he's got him number 10. And we just had this conversation about mock drafts and where kids could end up.
Uh-huh.
But he's got him number 10 right now in the 2022.
Yeah.
Do you not play to sort of protect that? Like what? Or do you go out there in the first time that you've ever got, you know, first time in a year and a half, you've got NBA scouts, one from every team. You got assistant GMs in there. You got Zach Kleiman in there. Sam Presti is in there. I mean, the decision not to play, did it surprise you?
You know what? It would have surprised me if I heard it, but it actually one of the things where it surprised me face on because, you know, it's so many people there, right? So when I'm not even knowing me, because like I say, I don't really be in the loop like people think I'd be in the loop. I be in the loop, but more so on just the real basketball stuff and about teams. And so when they was bringing the starting lineup out, that when I said, hold on, the top point guard, Kendrick ain't starting in his own city. This don't make sense. So as I'm saying that, you're starting to kind of hear the, you know, whispers in the crowd. You know what I mean? And so I think it's a 3-4-5-part thing, just depending on however you look at it. I can see where some people think it ain't important. I can see where some people think it is important. I mean, it to me, it
if Chet Holmgren and Paolo Banchero are coming to Memphis to play in this thing,
and it's not an injury thing, he's just getting ready for USA Under 19.
I mean, those are the number one and number two picks in next year's NBA draft. You know,
when you look,
and literally every NBA team in the freaking
100%,
league, bro,
100%.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, you would say, why not play? Because a lot of these kids going to USA, these kids all on whatever the mock draft is. Because like I said, I just told you, I don't think the mock draft is that. I'm going to say this how I look at it, period, okay? Because I don't want to just make it a Kennedy thing. I feel like if you're still in high school, you should just have a love for the game. About strategy and stuff still important, but like
– McDonald's got canceled, to your point. McDonald's got canceled, you know, and I know he was – right? And you'd think you'd want to be out there.
Yeah, I would say, and I don't know his circle. I don't know none of that, how that went down. I would just say, I would just say at this age, now let's say you go to, whether it's Kennedy going to Duke, Kennedy going to Tennessee, I'm sorry, Pablo going to Duke, Jonathan Lawson coming to me, whoever it is. And let's say you kill it. And when you kill it, the real draft come out right before that, your top 10, you go to a workout and you kill it. Then I have seen people say Mike Conley back in the day, Jabari Crick, I'm sitting out. I have already gotten guaranteed for a real team. Mm. To me, when you're still in high school, I just think just any kid, you should still have so much love for the game. You can just play. Because my thing is, and not even hopping on Kennedy, when does it stop? I got fourth graders who say I only play with sixth graders. I got high school kids. I only play in the open program with Ja and them. And then it's like, but Ja. That's one thing I like about Ja and Penny Thadner. They could easily tell, they mentor a lot of these high school kids, I ain't playing with you today. My career work. They love for the game. Ja Morant is
out there with them.
They playing with everybody. And I'm talking about people who not even, they could get hurt. You know, you can't think about getting hurt. You can't. To me, if you the best, you the best. You ain't worried about losing. You the best, and you show it. You know what I mean? And to me, it would have been awesome for the city, but I don't think it was a right or wrong. I don't think it hurted him by not playing. I don't think it helped. Like, at the end of the day, no matter who made the decision, and it don't bother me the way it was a good game, and I had nothing to do with Kennedy Click. I just hope he be very successful because at the end of the day, he's the next kid from Memphis.
That's exactly right.
You got to be fooling yourself if you don't say it helped and hurt it because it was talked about, and not just the fans. It was even pro scouts, you know what I'm saying? Some of them probably go say, man, we don't care. That's Kennedy Chandler. He's a bad boy. He's going to help our program. We still try. Right. And then it probably is something that got a question mark go say something. Why? You know what I mean?
You lying
to yourself if you don't think it's a pro. And not just him. Anybody that do anything. People that played, it was a pro and con. People who didn't. So everybody got to look at their situation and do what's best for them. But I know it was exciting. All the top players in the country, guys who going to U.S., a lot of USA guys was in this, a lot of guys on that mock draft was in this, and this was like one of the best basketball things probably in the last year and a half.
No doubt.
Exactly.
That's why all the scouts were there.
And not to dump on the young man, right, because he is a young man.
I got to think he would have wanted to play.
But because of those, I can promise you this.
He's a competitor.
That if Team Thad had a kid who was invited and good enough to play in that game, especially
our kid was there.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. There would never be a scenario where your kid is not in that game.
Nothing's promised. It's not promised.
Kennedy's
just trying to protect.
Kennedy's
something.
A small
First of all,
guard.
Let me clear this up. I didn't know this conversation was coming up today. Okay, because I got to be.
We're putting you on the spot.
Stuff. Yeah. So y'all put me on the spot a lot. if we had a kid that the parents was like, heard, what are you doing? Yes, I would want them to play. I mean, it's in their city. To me, it was this year McDonald's game. It's always good. Other good players, top players. And every NBA scout, to me in America, no matter what mm-hmm. the guy wrote on the mock draft, every scout here with their eyes, they haven't seen it. So for me, I think it was a good opportunity, but it ain't make or break a life or death, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like everybody choose how they, but I thought, me personally think, yeah, it was a good opportunity for everybody who was able to participate. I do. Mm-hmm. And I would want my kid, if I had a son good enough or anybody out of the team, yeah, I would have wanted them to play. And I thought it was a really, like you're talking about every NBA scout there, I just think.
In your backyard. Right. That's what makes it so, yeah. And it's in your backyard.
And you're a small guard. The name, the event is literally named after one of the greatest small guards to ever play the damn game.
I didn't even think about that. That could have actually. You know what? And not being selfish, if he would have played, I would have wanted them to get him the MVP. Because I think that would have looked good rocking out either him or one of the Memphis commits getting it. It would have looked good. But I think it would have been a better game with Kendall. I think the city would have rallied behind, you know what I
right.
mean? You know, and even been even better. But, you know, whatever decisions, I guess they made.
Well,
you know,
and look, he's also going to Tennessee, right? And it just is true that when you're a local kid and you go to Tennessee, like it is you, your feelings for the city of Memphis are different. Like that just historically has now guys have come back, and we saw it with Jarnell, but just in that moment,
I mean,
you know,
still love the city though.
You would hope so, you know. But he's not staying home, so
I mean, Dane still loved Memphis, went to Tennessee, right? He still
right.
loved White State in Memphis,
right? Yeah. But, you know, Kennedy also left Briarcrest and went to Sunrise, so who knows? Either way, it was an awesome event this weekend in Memphis. Herd, we're so glad to have you as our correspondent there.
Herd, how's business?
No problem. Oh, everything been good. You know, it even helped the business a lot this weekend with a lot of basketball people being in town. So a lot of guys from different parts of the country, NBA reps, all of them, they came through the restaurant this weekend. So it was good, man. You know, like I say, 951, get well, slam dunk wings of Memphis. I appreciate the city is doing better and better. And, you know, and as this corona is slowing down, things are constantly picking up. So, yeah, that slam dunk wings of Memphis, man, y'all get over there at some point, and everything been good.
Herd, I'm really sorry about the Thad joke, but I really did appreciate your
time
today.
He needed to apologize to you for that.
Hey, if you could have saw my face, and
it was a,
and,
he acted like that is a journeyman.
It was a bad joke. It was just
it was,
hey, when you do this every day for 3 hours, Herd, you're going to have a few that miss, all right? It's just the way.
Man, Herd going to be appearing on Giannotto and Jeffrey regularly.
Herd, I'm really sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate
okay.
you, man.
Yeah.
He is Norton Herd the Fourth.
That's right. Always do appreciate him coming on and breaking it down.
That's like when you try to steal my sauce to slaw the beans line.
Yeah, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I could tell you didn't like that, huh?
Hey!
Can we talk about this Kennedy Chandler thing?
Well, we've been talking about it. I mean, you want to make it like it's an act of Congress, man. You know? I do think it's...
Let me tell you something.
It sticks out. That is what I will give you. It sticks out. It's noticeable that he did not play.
I got to believe that Kennedy Chandler won't play. Because Kennedy Chandler is a dog
right.
who took Jalen Green's ball and dunked on him.
Becomes
a national sensation.
He's the number one point guard in the country.
They won the national title. Ain't scared of nothing.
Yep.
Okay? Wasn't then. Why would you not do, if healthy, why would you be scared now? I got to think it's not. He's not scared. He didn't all of a sudden, oh, the top guys are out there, and you know what? No, I'm just going to focus on USA 19, which, by the way, plenty of these other guys out there are going to be involved in too.
Yep.
I got to think that that's a decision either you make as a family or whatever else, that look, right now you're number 10. In a mock draft for 2022, does it help you at all if you go out there and you don't shine?
Yeah, but my whole thing
in
with that
front
is,
of all those, you got all the NBA scouts. That's what I'm saying, because John, his DNA would tell you
that
he's going out there. His DNA,
agreed.
The dog.
But
he
let
is.
Me ask you this: he's going to Tennessee. He's playing in the SEC. There is
I don't
not
get the
going
Tennessee
to be
angle
any
here.
Hiding.
I don't get the Tennessee.
So I'm
angle
saying
here.
He's not going to be able to hide. He's going to have to play.
Like Tennessee
at some
dudes
point.
had still loved Memphis. I didn't get that part at all.
Well,
but that's not the point you're making right here.
No, what I'm saying here is that he is going to a high level basketball program in Tennessee. He is going to the SEC. He's going to be playing Kentucky and Florida. He's going to be on national television every night. Like, he's going to have to preserve and prove that he's worthy.
You
got to
go out there somewhere.
Whether it's today or in 2 weeks.
Now that I completely agree.
So my whole thing is, if that's what it's about trying to, we don't want to mess up our stock. Dude, you're going to have to play.
This is the first time in a, over a year, it's like a year and a half through COVID that these NBA guys, and you had a you had Zach Kleiman up in that thing, you had Sam Presti, wasn't just scouts, okay? Yeah. You had GMs and vice presidents and all that kind of stuff up in there. First time in over a year and a half, it's an opportunity for you to go sort of do what you did to Jalen Green a couple years ago, to do it in front of scouts and possibly, John, solidify it. I can't help but wonder if you're not if you're one of those scouts or you're Zach Kleiman, let's say, and you got Kenny Chandler on your roster, on your list, right? And you're hearing, okay, well, he's opted out. Okay, is the kid hurt? Is he not? Well, no, he's got USA Under-19 coming up. He's focused on that. Well, so do some of the other kids. Does that not leave more question marks than if, say, you had played a little subpar, you only scored 12 points? Does it not leave more question marks that you didn't want to be out there with the best? And again, I tell you, Kennedy probably did. So I got to think that maybe, whether it's Kylan, we love Kennedy, had him on the show. But I can see some of the reasons why you don't want to. But when you, again, it's an opportunity, unique situation. You're going to have all 30 there in your backyard, John.
Well,
you didn't get to play in McDonald's All-American in game because there wasn't one. You're a McDonald's All-American. I got to think it's to preserve what you've earned, but you're not done to the point.
Right.
Like, yes, you've arrived, but you're not done earning. Like you said, you're going to have to go out there at some point and be judged. And so that's... That's a fascinating decision to me.
And I would wonder, look, like these GMs and these executives, they turn over every stone, every nook and cranny. I wonder if it doesn't work against you, right?
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that raises more questions. Like what do you mean he's not here with the best guys?
Why did you play in this event?
Gavoni's got him number 10 in the mock draft as a lottery pick. Why would he not be here?
Were you worried about getting exposed? Were you worried about matching up with the other best guards in the country?
Might leave you, just like I said, John, I don't know if Lily was going in one ear. You didn't hear me. I said, it literally, you've probably left with more questions on that than you are if he goes out there and has 12 points, 4 assists, and doesn't look like the best player on the floor.
Well, and it goes back to
because
last summer,
you realize you're playing against the best.
Yep.
J.D. Davison's out there. You know, the other guy that you've been going back and forth with on number one point guard in the country.
Yep.
He's there.
Yep.
You're not worried about destroying his stock. Chet and Paolo are supposed to go 1-2.
Yep.
Okay, they're out there. Not worried about the stock.
I mean, that's what kills you. And
I get it from that standpoint, but I think I would have come to it. You know what? My kid's a dog, and he did it versus he wasn't scared against Jalen Green.
Right.
He's never scared. You know, that's the thing. That's the thing about Kenny Chandler. What made him is he's a dog. He wants the big matchups.
Yep.
Watched him on the floor with Ja Morant, like going head up with dude.
It's the Iverson Classic. You're a small guard. He's the one of the best to ever do it. It's in Memphis, like with the top talent. Just play. Just go out there and play. Like it's one.
I bet JD and them were like, "Where's this man at?"
And I think it's a fair question. Like, look, it's not going to end his career, right? Nobody's killing the kid.
No, but the point is, you're still going to have to prove it. You're not done proving.
That's just starting, right? Like that's just beginning. Because
whether it's a combine, whatever else, whether it's your season at Tennessee, all of that right now goes into it.
No,
you're going to have to get out there at some point.
Yep.
And the Kenny Chandler I know doesn't back down from anything.
No question.
We've watched it.
Yes.
It's how he's earned his spot, and rightfully so.
I don't know if he's going to be the number 10 pick in the draft. I know he's a great guard.
You look at his size, and
Memphis
you say,
would love to have.
When does a 6'1", 6'2", go, top 10 in the draft? When's the last time? It's been a while.
Big fan of Kennedy Chandler's game.
Oh, dude, he's a stud. That's why I said it would have been so great to see him out there. And I thought, I assumed, John, when I heard Kenny Chandler not playing, I think it was Gavoni that told us first, because you'd seen his name on everything, then saw the, I'd assumed it must have been an injury, related or something. But because, again, the under-19 thing, there are other guys doing that. You got the top guys in the country there.
Yep.
Interesting decision.
It is.
I think you help yourself more by going ahead and playing with the top guys in front of
even if
the
you,
entire
even
league
if you struggle
there
a little bit, right? Like, whatever.
So,
you know? Like, Jonathan Lawson was scoreless. Nobody's coming on here today saying, oh, his career's over, whatever. I mean, you're going against literally the top two picks in the NBA draft. You know, I mean, that's what you're up against.
I guess I could understand it if they had, if he wasn't a dog.
Yeah.
If I could understand it. Okay, I can more. And, I get where they're coming from on not playing. I see what you're trying to protect.
Right.
But this is – it's in his DNA.
Right.
Like, he's a dog.
No, because you can't protect it until next year. Right, there's an entire college basketball season that's going to have to play out, and you're going to have to preserve that spot or whatever.
Man, opted out, bro.
Yeah, you can't opt out of an All-Star game. Like,
he opted out. That's literally the line from Jarvis in the story. He
opted out of the season for Memphis football. Right, that made sense. He opted out. You can't. You just say, you know what? I don't want to play. I don't want to play in the All-Star. Is there like a comparison? I'm trying to think.
Who doesn't play in the premier All-Star game when it's in your backyard?
And it's the Iverson Classic. You're a small guard. He's a small guard. It just makes sense. It's in Memphis.
I mean, go back and check me. I think that year it was at the Coliseum, like Cedric Henderson and those guys, they played. And I realize it's a different time and mock drafts and all that, and you want to protect. Stop. But when it's in your backyard, You're right. Like the you're the feature guy.
Well, there was some good stuff that came out of it, at least for
Josh Minot
for Memphis. So
I don't did I don't know if you saw the putback dunk he had.
Yeah,
but I did not expect him from all. I didn't expect that level of athleticism out of him.
He,
and they got him listed at 6'9" now.
Yeah,
you heard saying 6'8", and he looked standing next to Rasheed Wallace like he could be 6'9", 6'10"-ish.
Yep.
I was thinking more lanky, kind of Kyle Anderson, not that slow, but can do a little, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And you see some of that quick twitch with him, some of that quick twitch athleticism. Now I see why Gavoni was so impressed.
Yes, yes. So
this dude's getting put back dunks, threes, he's doing it all.
That's a classic case.
How are you going to keep him off the floor next year?
I mean, it's an intriguing
he hasn't been
piece.
In any of our starting lineups.
Well, I don't think you can. I don't think you're going to be able to keep him off the floor. He's probably going to be
unless Earl Timberlake's like never gets back from the shoulder.
Yeah, he's going to be your sixth or seventh man, you know, and maybe he plays his way above that, you know. But that's probably where he'll start, and it'll be a nice piece for Memphis basketball. All right.